there's a major discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim on when in Yerushalayim, like this year, it's Purim Meshuash, and they are reading Kriyas HaMegillah on Friday, which is Yud Daled. Is that considered a reading a Megillah Bizmana or not? My nafkamina, what's the difference if it's Megillah Bizmana? Either way, you got to read the Megillah. So perhaps the nafkamina would be whether you need Asara. Because the Gemara tells us in Megillah, is a machlokas, even Bizmana, whether you need Asara, we paskin, you do not. However, we do paskin, when it comes to low Bizmana, that Megillah needs 10. So, what was the class? What do we all agree is a case of Megillah Shalom Bizmana? Is the beginning, which we don't have today, the halacha of the Kfarim. That Megillah Nikras B'Yud Aleph B'Yud Beis B'Yud Gimel. And B'Yud Aleph B'Yud Beis B'Yud Gimel. And therefore, when the Kfarim came in, that's definitely Shalom Bizmana. So then you need Asara. It's a machlokas we shown him. Do we have a Megillah Shalom Bizmana? Bizmana. So many we shown him, right, that yes, Purim Meshuach B'Yerushalayim. When, instead of reading on Yerushalayim on the 15th, we read on the 14th. So according to those we shown him, we need Asara. The Chazon Ish disagrees and says, what are you talking about? Asara Gedolah Mizu, the whole Klai Yisrael is reading together. When Purim Meshuach B'Yerushalayim, you could learn the takana was always was to read it on Friday. However you want to give the lumdis, he considers it Bizmani, you don't need Asara. So Rav Asher Weiss Paskin, he said, on a regular year, he thinks is what to be lenient and consider it Bizmana, Shalom, consider it Bizmana, and you can even make a bracha b'yechidis. But certainly this year that it's Corona, and the people who more likely to go to shul who shouldn't be, and cause danger to themselves and others, and therefore, how much more so? So the question is like this. Today we have, we've had phones for a long time. We have modern technology. The most famous is Zoom. So the question is, if someone's listening on, let's say the shul has a Zoom minion, is that considered Megillah Ba'asara or not? Are you considered part of the Tzibur? And would that be a din of, either way it wouldn't be an issue because you're having a minion, so therefore even if it's, so either way there's a minion there and there's not much of an option, so therefore we said you could do it b'yechidus if you have no option anyway. So, but is it considered hearing the Megillah ba'asara? So obviously, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, so it's not an issue anyway, you don't need asara. But let's assume hypothetically, or not hypothetically, you live in Yerushalayim and you can't come to shul because of COVID, so is hearing the Megillah on Zoom considered asara? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes, in the Mikrai Kodesh, quotes the following Shaila, or states the following Halacha. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes that Megillah Basara, let's say we know there was the whole big discussion with porch minyanim, or being in different rooms, and there's different halachas of Sirif La'asara based on the Gemara Msachem we just did recently in Daf Yomi about what, if you're outside the room, inside the room. So those are halachas by Minyan. Is that the same halacha by Megillah? By Megillah Ba'asara. So the Rav Tzvi Pesach writes, Megillah Ba'asara, you don't have to be in the same room. We know the mitzvah of Megillah is hearing the Megillah. You don't have to see. So even if you hear and you're in a different room, you could be in different homes. Let's say everyone lives close to one another and someone has a loud voice, and let's say you're down the block, whatever. You actually hear the voice, you hear them read the Megillah. So you're still part of the Asara. As long as anyone who hears the Megillah reading, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank considers them part of the Asara, even though you can't see one another, but as long as you can hear one another. So the Ritva in Megillah, other places, says that's the Pshat when we say if you're Achurei Beis HaKnesses, you Yotze. That the one who's outside the Beis HaKnesses, and he hears, he's Yotze, what's Pshat? Ah, he can't be Mitzdarev Dominion. We have special halachas. Let's assume he can't see. There's a discussion if you're by the window. Some say you have to stick your head in the window. Let's assume you can't see, but you can hear. So what's Pshat? What do you mean? You could be part of the Asara or Yotze. So the Ritva writes is like the Rugged Shabbos halacha, that it's a, by davening, it's a din of Dovra Shabbat Kedusha. So perhaps you need to see each other to create a Sirif La Asara. But by Megillah, it's a din of Persume Nisa, the mitzvah's hearing. So if 10 people hear it, that's considered Persume Nisa. So 10 people hearing the Megillah, that's considered Megillah Basara. So if that's true, so then one perhaps could make the argument, if you hear, then you get into if whether hearing on electronic reproduced devices, is that considered hearing? And then, perhaps then, you could be considered, that's considered hearing the Megillah Basara. However, the Lavush, Rav Asher Weiss quotes the Lavush, the Beis Yosef, and others who are cholik on this. And they say no. So according to the Pshat, according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank with the Ritva, you don't have to be in the same room. That's the din in Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Whatever, you have to be in the same room. And if you qualify for Seer for Asara, so that's considered, you know, so then it could work. But by Megillah, he said you don't need to be in. There's no halacha that you have to be in the same room. If you don't have to be in the same room, so then you could argue that anyone hearing or perhaps even Zoom. But the Beis Yosef says, no, that's not the pshat. You need, even by Megillah, Kriyas Megillah, you need 10 people in the same room. But what's the din? The din of Persume Nisa, that someone who's outside the shul, outside by the window, he's still considered part of the Asara. He's still considered in the same room. If that's the case, so according to the first Pshat, according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, you don't have to be in the same room. And as long as you hear, it's enough. And therefore, perhaps Zoom would be considered Basara. But according to the Beis Yosef and the Lavush, they say, no, the dinner, you have to be in the same room. If you're not in the same room, it's a no-go. The Shailah, being Achari Beis HaKnesses, is considered being in the same room. So I guess you'd have to argue then that Zoom is in the same room also, which would be more difficult. And therefore, he leaves it as a suffix whether someone on Zoom is considered to hear Megillah Basara. The bottom line is, you could be Yotze anyway, Megillah, you don't need Asara. Certainly, Mizman, and even this year in Yerushalayim, you have what to rely on that you don't need Asara. So Megillah reading, you're hearing, the Shaila is whether, since it's a din in Persume Nisa, do I say Persume Nisa, we're more lenient on how we define the mitzvah. It's not the same strict guidelines that CFLS. As long as you can hear it, you're part of it. Or do you say that no, that you, that the halacha is that's considered in this, you need the same room, and then the question is whether, if you assume Achuri Beis HaKnesses is the same room, can you extend it to Zoom or not?